Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with That You Go Girl, Juanita Nelson Cone.
Beauties, welcome to the One Talk Show. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I was dancing to that song. Put it on YouTube so you can see the video. Honey, when I tell you that Omarion will get you together, okay? I am getting back in shape, y'all. Because, you know, your girl used to model and be in shows and all kind of stuff. And basically, I'm used to shutting it down when I walk in the room. And while I still shut it down, it's more like, you know, on another tip, on like a thicker girl tip, which is nothing wrong with that, but it's wrong if you've always been thin and now you're thick, because it's weird, you know, when you have always been thin, and then there's a little bit of girth after children and stuff like that, it's different. Especially when, I've been thin all the way into my 30s, so, you know, I do have a couple of extra pounds in this gut area that needs to be handled. I mean, we hide it, you know, with Spanx and girdles and all that crap. But I've always been the type of female that, you know, I like the way I look naked, you know, out of your clothes. If you gotta enjoy how you look out of your clothes so that you look fabulous in your clothes, you know? So, I'm back to that. Because I also, you know, it's kind of like you get into a routine, get into a rut, you know, you start doing the daily grind and stuff like that. And you look up and years have gone by. And I mean, I haven't been to the gym in like 10 years, y'all. I ain't playing. And when I went back to the gym back in 2017, I wasn't doing nothing in there. I was just going to the sauna and the steam room. Oh, when I have always been an avid health nut, you know what I mean? I mean, 5 hours in the gym getting it in, baby. So, yeah, so I'm out of shape. Woo. And I love to dance. Love to dance. Shoot, I think I could give Chris Brown a run for his money. No, just playing. I just play in my head, you know. But yeah, so you know, so that's my thing. And that song is very significant this morning, Divine Feminines, Divine Masculines, because you know, we go through so much in these relationships. We go through so many ups and downs. We deal with people that lie to us. We meet people that we're attracted to, but they got so much baggage and they have so much malintent that it's hard to cipher through who's who and what the fuck is what. And yeah, what the fuck is what? Because why? Because we got a lot of women out here now posing as men. We got a lot of men out here posing as women. And we got a lot of people posing as things. I don't know. You would have had to see the visual on that because my face, my eyes, oh, the expression, just trying to think of all this debauchery that's out there. So I am on dating apps now. Where's my audio voiceovers? I have this little thing. I'm not in my office right now. I have this little thing that you push and it'll give a baby crying or a scream or some laughing or clapping or whatever. But I wanted to do a boo right there because it's like, damn, man, I do not. It's like the Scorpio in me comes out and is just like, look, check this out. I like the picture you put up there, but I need you to go to my, just Google me, okay? Google me if you're interested in me, because, you know, I'm quirky. You know, I'm quirky. I'm chocolate. I got this little gut right now, you know, whatever. I'm a nerd. I'm just sexy with it, shit, you know? But, mostly, the whole situation is you know, it's a little challenging because, you know, I've been married 11 years, you know what I'm saying? And before that marriage, I was married, if you will. I don't ever get to really be single. They'd be like, nope, we're getting married. Nope, you're my wife. Nope, we're together. You know, type shit. I'm that girl. So, you know, the last relationship I was in turned into something that I didn't expect, and it has left an imprint on my psyche because the soul connection between me and that person was so strong. That's what got us through, I think, so many other things, because the soul connection was so strong. You know what I'm saying? And it ushered in unconditional love and a stable love, a love that you could depend on. However, I mean, you know, I don't be liking to act like, you know, when there's conflicts in relationships and stuff, that it's only one-sided, because that's some bullshit, you know, that's some bullshit. There's three sides to every story, your side, their side, and the truth, okay? So if we just come together and realize that, all right, I did this, you did that, we did this, where do we go from here? Right? Instead of it being, that shit right there is just bogus, yo. It's bogus. And so we get a lot of that in relationships because people come into the relationship with bullshit. They come into the relationship with lies and deceit and shit like that. They come into the relationship not putting it on the table what they really want. 80% of the people out there just want to fuck. That's it. They just want to fuck. They want somebody that they could, and does not necessarily mean that they want to fuck them on a regular basis. You know, they might just want to get that one notch belt off, you know, like, boom, got that notch, boom, I'm gone, you know, whatever. I don't know. They don't get that far with me because I see through all that type of shit, and I'm not that girl. You're not gonna come over my house. I just met you. You ain't coming to my house around me and my kids and my family. You ain't gonna be coming through like, oh, can I come see you? Can you come see me? What about, can I take you somewhere? Can I meet up with you? Can I, you know, buy you a flower? Damn. You want to come over my house already and just be hanging out? And this one guy I met on one of these sites going to tell me. So I'm talking to him maybe about a week. And I put him through all the situations because, A, I don't want to be catfished. That's number one. Okay? That's number one. Be who the fuck you say you are. Period. Okay, so I don't want to be catfished. I don't want to be led on. I don't want to be deceived. I'm not interested in being in a harem of women. I'm not a side chick. I don't do well with lies, secrets, and all that bullshit. So it's kind of, you know, only one road to go when you fucking with me, and that's down the real road. That's down that, oh, this is really me road, right? So basically, this guy's like, and I'm at the stage in my life, you know, shit, it's all about me. I don't care what you talk about. You know, I'm not trying to look for somebody that needs me to take care of them like they mama or like they mama didn't do. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I cook my ass off. And if you ever eat my food, that's, I got your ass. I got you. And then if we go further than that and you ever eat me, oh, I really got you. I got you. So it's just, you know, shit, I'm raw and uncut, you know, and the situation that I was in, it left me surprised. It left me like shocked. Like, wait, what? This is what the fuck you been doing? This is who you are? Are you kidding me? What the fuck? You know, type shit. So yeah, consequently, it's got me, like, I'm not scorned or nothing like that because I've been in relationships that didn't end well, but at least we ended it, okay? It was over, we knew it was over, it was done, both parties like, all right, I'm gone, it's over, we're finished. This last relationship I was in didn't do that. You know, he wouldn't give me closure. He still hasn't given me closure, I just took it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, well, shit, you ain't coming back. You're not doing what I need. And I found out all this other stuff that's going on with you that I had no idea about. Because, see, I'm busy. I'm building my brand. I'm developing my my craft and my platforms and stuff like that. Shit, I got goals and dreams, yo. I'm working on this script that could change the game for my life for fucking ever. And what I don't need is distractions from some dude that's playing games with my heart. I'm a Scorpio. I go deep emotion. So I'm always going to be on that emotional tip. I got Libra in my chart. So I'm very logical. So I'm always going to be on that reciprocity tip. Balance, equal give and take, you, me, and us. I'm always going to be on that. And I got Sagittarius in my chart. So I'm all about that motherfucking fire. So I'll light a fire under your ass in a second. Okay, to get it with it or quit it, right? Do it, hey, be the best you ever thought you could be, or be the you that you never thought you could be. Fuck it with me, you feel me? But what I'm not gonna do is waste any years on anybody else who just ain't about shit. They ain't about shit, they ain't doing shit, they ain't going nowhere, they ain't trying to go nowhere, they're not evolving, they're not advancing, they don't, you know, because I'm the type of chick, I got so much shit going on, a real boss nigga come in my world, he'll be like, all right, cool, you do this, okay, cool, you know what, I got this hookup over here, I got this, you know, this network, boo. What we gonna do is get you in the studio, we gonna get you in front of so-and-so, we gonna put, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Or somebody that's like, oh, baby, I do music, let me see that keyboard over there, shoot, come on, let me, I do a little bit, I know a little bit about Pro Tools, okay, I know technology, all right, cool, let me hook up your platform for you. Okay, so you want to do, because I want my show to be where I have my podcast right there a little bit. Like, you could click on there. You could go straight to the podcast or my YouTube channels. You go straight to them. Within my YouTube channels, I want to be able to add certain things. Like, I like to do picture in picture where on some readings, I want you to always be able to see me, because my expressions and just the way I am adds to the reading, right? But I also want you to be able to see the cards, and I want you to see them how they are laid out. And I also want you to be able to experience the environment that I've created, because I'm a healer. I'm a vibrational healer. I lift your energy. Okay. So I want somebody who can fucking help me do what I gotta do, and whatever he got going on, I'm there, I'm with it, I'm on it, I'm about it, you feel me? I'm tired of these dudes coming into your life, they don't want shit, they just want some big black ass, and you bending it over, you give it to them, and then next thing you know, okay, what else, motherfucker? What the fuck else do you got going on? I also want to be a farmer. Can we get this weed going? Can you get your ass out there and figure out how to grow this goddamn these plants? You know what I'm saying? It's like real estate investing, turning over houses. I wanted to, in addition, do this property management, because I have a master's in business administration. So I'm like, okay. I wanted to, and my cousin has a real estate license, so I'm like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to start a property management company. You feel me? So, I could do that in my fucking sleep, yo. I know people who are certified in certain things, who could turn apartments, turn houses. Man, I'm looking for my real one. Not somebody that's trying to exploit me, no. Not somebody that's trying to use me up or just have me on their arm as arm candy, like, yeah, she with me. You know what I'm saying? Making them look good, making them better. But all the while they're fucking hating on me secretly, like, how's she able to do this? You know what I'm saying? I don't got time. So I have, so for me, it's just like, I'd rather do this, you know, I mean, I'm a lover, okay? Let me just back that shit up. I'm a lover, so I love, okay? I want me some fucking strong shoulders and wide back. Testosterone next to me, honey. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All day. And I'm tall, so I love tall guys. I love them 6'6", 2 and up. Or, I mean, I don't want to discriminate because there are some cool dudes that are about 6 foot or 5'11", somewhere around there. But I'd rather have you over 6 feet, period. Because I want to look up to you, baby. I want to look up to you. So, you know, I'm real fun and shit. And I don't want a icebox where my heart used to be. I don't want to be cold. I don't want to be iceboxy, you know, because a Scorpio going icebox heart, ooh, that's a bad place to be, yo. We evil. We could go evil, you know. I want to stay in the light. I want to stay warm and toasty. I don't want to get to the icebox because the icebox ain't good, you know. And I'm excited because this platform and my other platforms were birthed out of trauma, you know, birthed out of, like, I know some people were like, what, you ain't never been cheating on? Not that I know of, motherfucker, okay? Because you gonna get with me, why the fuck would you cheat on me? You with me, I'm everything. You know what I'm saying? And whatever I'm not, we could create it. How about that? Okay? So I'm just like, wow, you know? And I have to be with a guy for, you know, a little while. And we have to have, like, a true, deep-rooted relationship. And that whole freak, Nick, that freak comes out. That lover comes out. All that stuff comes out once she feels safe and secure. You know, she's open for, like, okay, what you want to do? But it's just for that special someone that's all mine, that I don't have to share, that I don't have to be worried about, I don't have to be confused about, thinking about, wondering about. So I'm noticing that, you know, certain things I'm like, nah, I'm not taking no more of this. Oh, these shy boys. Oh, they're just, oh, he's just shy. He doesn't really talk much. Nah, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. You gonna talk to me. You gonna tell me what's on your mind. You gonna tell me what's in your heart. Or else I ain't fucking with you. How about that? How about that? Whatever. I don't care. So, you know, and I'm like, I'm, it's funny to me because, okay, The situation that I was in before, I'm not kidding you guys. I waited. I found out that I had been cheated on, on some old bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And it was a shock. It was a shock, you know? I mean, this individual had a whole nother life going on. A whole nother life going on. Several of them. I didn't know. He spent enough time with me to where I felt cool because I'm busy. I'm busy. I got shit going on. I got kids. I got business. I'm just doing me, you know? So, you know, it was cool or whatever. But basically, the situation was, it just started getting, you know. And like I said, when I started this, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, I was super innocent and I never did anything. I never cheated because I don't cheat. I'd rather tell you, look at here, this ain't working out. I'm about to dip out. You know what I'm saying? So do what you do. I'm going to do what I do. Whatever. You know, and I probably still won't cheat then. You know, it's just to get you out of my face. But, because it takes me a minute. If I attach myself to somebody like that, that's special to me. It is, you know. It's like, I want to feel something. I don't need shit. Physically, if I just want to nut, I could do that by myself. I don't need no dude to help me with that, okay? The reason that a woman like me will couple with a man is because of the things that a man gives that only a man can give, you know? And it's not necessarily dick, you know what I'm saying? It's other things that a man is. You know, that you're not going to find in no bullet, okay? Let's just keep that live. So anyway, yeah, you know, in the beginning, I was kind of mean. Not the beginning, but yeah, in the beginning, I was kind of mean. I wasn't as nice as I normally am because I was going through my own transition, you know what I'm saying? But he was real patient with that and real sweet. And he melted all that ice that was about to become an icebox in my heart. He melted that shit. And he melted it only to freeze it over harder. What the fuck? Like, you come in my life and give me all this wonderful love and sweetness and all this shit. And I know I was kind of mean at first, but, you know, I humbled myself. I asked for forgiveness. I wanted to amend my ways. I wanted to be nicer. I wanted to be cool. I wanted us to work it out, you know. And that individual was like, well, yeah, you know, I want that too. I want that too. But I suppose they had already, you know, started messing around or whatever and forging relationships and didn't expect to catch feelings for a side chick, but caught feelings for a side chick. The side chick became the main chick and the main chick became the side chick. Woo! Lord, help us all today. And one thing about me and my ego, because I'm straight megalomaniac, honey, you are not going to make me no motherfucking side chick. You ain't going to make me no side chick. You ain't going to make me be in no motherfucking harem. You ain't going to make me be the Monday, Wednesday, Friday girl. Fuck you and your bullshit. You feel me? And women like me get put in those type of situations unbeknownst to us because we're busy, because we're trusting, we're loving, we're devoted. All that old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers take advantage of that. So now, today in 2019, no, we ain't going for it. We not going for it. We ain't standing for it. You can keep that bullshit. Keep that bullshit. Because I'm Team Juanita. Juanita! Hell yeah. And when I meet a dude, that makes me want to just run after his ass. I will be kitty cat girl all over again, chasing the motherfucking guys, chasing and running, chase after him a little bit. When he turned to try to grab me, I'm run so he can chase me, and then he got to chase me down. And when he chased me down, I'm gonna stop and let him get me. That's how that's going, you know. And our mom just like, hey, let's keep it light. It's too much negativity in the world, too much negativity in the universe, too much bullshit in our everyday existences. Why the hell would you link up with somebody that's giving you misery? Why the hell would you want to kick it with somebody that you always arguing with? Why the hell would you want to spend your time with somebody that brings you down, that makes you sad, that ain't giving you no dick or no snatch? Why the hell would you be with that person? You know what I'm saying? So I don't want, you know, my heart to become an icebox. So I'm on this dating app. I'm trying to meet people. And so I'm real particular about it, you know? So if I meet someone, I mean, if I exchange, if I start interacting with you, you know what I'm saying? It's certain things that, it's only certain things that are going to make me continue forward because of all the fucking bullshit I've gone through over the past, let's say, 4 years, you know? I mean, swag and vibe and just all of that is essential. And everybody has their own swag. It's like you can't say, oh, this is swag and that's not swag. Because if one dude could have like total be just dripping swag sauce, right? Totally dripping swagoo. But I mean, it's just all over him, right? His dress, his style, the way he wears his little hat, all that type of stuff. But another dude could just be, you know, normal, just with a smile on their face, you know, and they have swag too. You know what I'm saying? It's all about, it, for me, it's all about energy. It's all about vibration. It's all about that. You heard me? It's all about that. So, in me raising others' vibration, I'm raising my own as well. You know what I'm saying? Because the situation that I went through pummeled me into the place I am now, which is pushed me out of my comfort zone to get to these projects that I've had sitting around for the last 10, 15 years, just collecting dust that I know could make a significant difference in the world. I mean, hey, I might not get picked up, but I might get picked up, okay? That's the thing. Shit. That's the thing. That's the thing. So, yeah, and raising my own vibration, I'm like, okay, let me get my figure back. My figure ain't gone. I just got this gut, you know. And like I said, we can hide that shit. We hide that shit all day, every day. But I want to get past that. I want to get back to the way I am. So, I'm working on that, and that feels so good, and I feel happy because I'm like, yeah, I've revamped my studio. I'm trying to get that hooked up. There's a lot going on. The One Talk Show Tarot Podcast TV is evolving, moving forward. Like I told you all, my dreams will come true because I'm a dreamer and a dream getter and a dream doer and a dream achiever and it's nothing. Okay. So, I'm excited for the people that I'm meeting. I hope that some things pop off with these newfound relationships. I will be at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel on August 28th around 7:30 or so. It's Wednesday. Just gonna kick it, have dinner, network with some colleagues, you know, stuff like that. So if you're in the area, drop on in. That's where I'll be. All right, you guys, I'm gonna wrap it up because I have to do, oh my goodness, I have to do a live, I have to do two readings, oh my goodness, I got to do, get my area organized, continue to organize my area, and just move forward. I'm staying true to myself because I'm hopeful that the relationship that went south, you know, because we're it's just bad. I don't like negative energy. I don't like nobody. I mean, you can't control how people feel about you, but I don't like nobody that knows me, that I've had situations with, that, you know, when they think about me, they're like, oh, fuck that bitch. Fuck Juanita. She ain't shit. I hate her. And I know that there's a couple of people out there doing that shit, and I'm like, okay, they know I don't give a fuck, but hey, you know, I do and I don't, you know what I'm saying? It always makes me laugh though. I don't know why that gives me such people trying to hate on me. That shit is funny. I'm like, what, honey? I'm doing bad right now. This is me doing bad. You feel me? And you hating on this? Oh my. Well, you better do your calisthenics, because when a bitch get her shit back like she's supposed to have it, oh, you gonna pass out. The hate gonna be so strong on you. You just gonna pass out. You know? Shit, if you hating on me now, oh my. Stay tuned. So, I love what I've gone through in the twin flame journey, because the ascension is amazing, y'all. It's like the higher you go. It's almost like the higher you go, it's like stuff that's trying to hurt you. It is. It's stuff that's trying to really, really hurt you, really bring you down, really keep you chained to the lower vibration. It really is. But the further you push, and you push and you push and you keep going, you start to feel so light, and you start to, your heart isn't iceboxy. It's not. It's too hot for that. It's too warm. The ice won't stick. They trying to blow the ice on you. They trying, but it won't stick. It can't, you know, have you ever had something that you was trying to cool down, like you're trying to cool down your ice, you put something in the cool chest, in the, what you call that thing, the thing, y'all know what I'm trying to say, that fucking chest thing, the ice chest, and you put it in there and you pull it out and you're like, damn, it ain't cold. Why did this shit get cold? Because, you know, maybe you had it out in the sun for a long time and it's just taking a long time for the temperature to drop, whatever, but it's just, you kept checking it and it still wasn't cold. That's what I'm talking about. I feel like my source, my guys, my angel guys, my ancestors, I feel like the universe is putting me in a position to where no more can the ice stick to me. The ice. I'm too hot. I'm on fire. So ice can't stick to me. You know, so all that evil shit that some of y'all out there trying to do towards Juanita, all that nasty, mean stuff, all that neglecting, ignoring, and ghosting, or not trying to be nice, not trying to give closure, not trying to be a team player, not trying to work shit out, all of those things that you're doing, it ain't sticking to me. It ain't sticking to me. So I would advise to just create dharma in your life and not karma, because dharma is what people term as good karma, is called dharma, and karma is karma, which is bad. So I just want to, you know, create dharma in my life and just be on a high vibration. It's hard enough where I live. I live in LA, in the middle of LA, okay? Mid LA. So, you know, so it's active over here. It's very active. There's a lot of commerce, a lot of, you know, it's the Vermont Square area, the Vermont Slauson, that whole Crenshaw, from Crenshaw to what, Broadway or whatever, the whole this, that section over, it's just so much money being exchanged over there. So, it's active, you know, there's a lot of commerce. So it's hard for me sometimes to just, you know, recluse and fucking, you know, just decompress, because there's so much energy, and I'm an energy, I attract energy, and I'm an empath. So it's like I feel all these, you know, I feel things intently, so intensely, so and intently. So anyway, I just wanted to get on here and do what I gotta do, because y'all know how I do. If you have not gone to the YouTube channel, do so. Like, share, and subscribe. Favorite this podcast. Search for me in Spotify, on Spotify.com. Share, tell your friends, send me a message. You never know, I might put it on the show. Yeah, and I look forward to us all ascending to a higher vibration. You know, I look forward to us all going to levels where we can't be touched by the ice. We can't. We on fire, baby. We're too close to the sun to be fucking bombarded with that bullshit. So keep it to yourself, all right? Shit. Spread some love. Let me roll a blunt. It's time to wake and bake. Y'all know what time it is. All right. I send you love and light. I love you to life, honey. I love you to life. All right. Be better than you've been. Be nice to somebody today. Be nice. And as always, I'll see you in the funny papers, aka the internet. Ciao, Bela. Ciao, Belas. Mwah!
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light, and see you in the funny papers. Bye!